Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's King SRM's Nick Sorrell.
The Kenai Municipal Airport is getting some new snow removal equipment after the purchase was approved during Wednesday night's City Council meeting. The move follows a grant offer from the Federal Aviation Administration to Kenai's Airport Improvement Program. In a rare move, the council approved a double reading of the grant receipt and equipment purchase ordinance because the FAA requires acceptance of this grant no later than August 11th, which falls before the next council meeting. Typically, an ordinance is introduced during one council meeting, then reread and voted on in another. According to the memorandum accompanying the ordinance, the $1.17 million FAA grant covers more than 90% of the purchase cost for the new equipment. The funds will go toward the purchase of a Cat 980 wheel loader and a 2026 model plow and sanding truck. Vice Mayor Henry Nackstedt expressed his appreciation for Airport Manager Derek Abels' role in securing the grant funding.
I'd like to thank Mr. Abels, our airport manager, for this and the previous one, the two grants that we're getting for the equipment and for the airport master plan, the work that you're doing there. Thank you very much for doing that.
According to ordinance documentation, $1.7 million was previously appropriated in the airport's snow removal equipment capital project fund for the purchase of the equipment. A subsequent ordinance will transfer the remaining balance back to the airport special revenue fund. Raven Alaska, one of only two commercial airlines offering regular passenger service from Anchorage to the Aleutian Islands, says it's suspending scheduled service to Unalaska, Cold Bay, and Sand Point, effective August 16th. The company announced the decision in an email to customers. A statement posted to the company's website on Tuesday afternoon said the airline was looking to focus on other Alaska destinations. Raven is still offering flights from Anchorage to Homer, Valdez, St. Paul Island, and Unalakleet. This change comes as part of a broader initiative to optimize operations and ensure long-term sustainability and growth for the airline. By reallocating resources and capacity, Raven Alaska New Pacific Airlines aims to enhance service reliability and customer satisfaction across its core network, the statement said. Raven representatives declined interview requests. The company's frequently asked questions page on its website says the airline will issue refunds to ticket holders, which will be processed by the end of the month. The new Raven Alaska began operating in the region in 2020 after several months without a commercial airline serving the Aleutians. Alaska Dive Search Rescue and Recovery announced on Wednesday night that it would pick up the search for the vessel that sunk 14 miles off the coast of Homer over the weekend. There were 8 people on board when the boat capsized, 4 were rescued, but a family of 4 vacationing from Texas are still missing and presumed dead. We will be on the water starting Friday between Homer and Anchor Point, searching for the boat that sank on August 3rd. Alaska Dive said in a social media post, "We ask people to please stay clear of the area while we are searching so we do not have to change course while towing our side scan sonar." According to the post, any vessels or persons in the area could potentially hamper search efforts. The volunteer search and rescue organization said updates on the search would be passed to the public through the Alaska Department of Public Safety. The United States Coast Guard received an initial mayday call for a 28-foot aluminum boat west of Homer at around 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 3rd. The Texas family, all of whom are still missing, have been identified as David Maynard, his wife Mary, and their 7 and 11-year-old sons, Colton and Brantley. The Maynards had been vacationing in Alaska from Troy, Texas, for about a week. 4 other people from the capsized vessel managed to get into a life raft and were saved by a Good Samaritan responding to the Coast Guard mayday call. For more information about the Alaska Dive Search Rescue and Recovery Team, you can visit their website at akdiverescue.org. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Friday. This is KSRM News.